1420 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kaffin. Triple-digit heat in the Southwest, recovery in the Northeast after torrents of rain and deadly flooding. New York and Connecticut were hit hard.
First responders were able to rescue dozens of people by boat.
I've been up here 7 years. This is the first time I've ever had seen this happen.
Roads and bridges buckled under the weight of water in Norfolk, Connecticut.
The bridge on our property, it's basically floating on the water right now. If it comes up, I don't know, 3 or 4 more inches, the bridge will be gone.
Elijah Westbrook, CBS News, Yorktown, New York.
Parts of Vermont could get more torrential rain today. In a Florida prison, Larry Nassar, the disgraced former sports doctor, was stabbed several times by another inmate. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Nassar is in stable condition after he was wounded in the back and chest. Nassar is serving decades for sexually assaulting young Team USA gymnasts, including Olympic medalists. He also admitted to assaulting athletes when he worked at Michigan State University.
President Biden has arrived in Lithuania ahead of a NATO summit. He spent today in the UK, as we hear from CBS's Tina Kraus.
Politics gave way to some pomp as President Biden met with King Charles for the first time since his crowning. The two had tea and talked about climate issues, including how to encourage companies to boost clean energy efforts, with input from John Kerry, the U.S. Special Envoy for Climate Change.
Well, CBS's Cammie McCormick reports on a new estimate on just a part of the human toll in Ukraine.
Two Russian media outlets, along with a German university, estimate that 50,000 Russian troops have died in the war so far. Russia has publicly acknowledged 6,000, and those who document the numbers independently face potential criminal charges. But the numbers are far from certain. U.S. estimates are different, as are Ukrainian figures.
Aretha Franklin was known as the Queen of Soul. But when she died in 2018, she left behind an MESS, a mess. Charlie Langton of affiliate WWJ in Detroit says jury selection's underway in a trial designed to rule on two uncovered wills.
Scribbled rough notes were found when her four sons began emptying out Aretha Franklin's suburban Detroit home. One, dated 2010, was found in a cabinet. The other, dated 2014, found stuffed in a couch.
On Twitter, Madonna tells fans she's on the road to recovery after a hospitalization. She plans to reschedule her North American tour and resume concerts in Europe in October. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. 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 Reese's.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, July 11th. The Wisconsin Rapids Human Resources Committee will meet at 2:15 in the first floor conference room at City Hall, followed by the Public Works Committee meeting at 3:30, and the Finance and Property Committee meeting will take place at 4. The City of Nacoosa Public Safety meeting will begin at 4:30. The Central Wisconsin Joint Air Board meeting will take place at 8 a.m. The Stevens Point Police and Fire Commission meeting will begin at 2. The Bicycle and Pedestrian Street Safety Commission will meet at 5. The Village of Whiting Public Works and Parks and Ad Hoc Committee will meet at 5, followed by the Village Board meeting at 6. In Adams County, the Coordinated Services Advisory will meet at 11 a.m. The Land and Water and UWEX Committee meeting begins at 1 p.m., and the Solid Waste meeting will be at 5. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 90 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows level off around 59, cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, highs level off around 80, mainly sunny skies and calm. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 86.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Mr. 2023, welcome into the program. Mr. Zommers, how the heck are you after a beautiful weekend in Wisconsin?
Doing well. I got to spend some time with my family for my niece's fifth birthday yesterday.
Oh, nice. Very
now it takes a whole hand for her to say, I'm this many.
Right? She doesn't have to worry about trying to get only two or three or four fingers up, though. She's put the entire hand up.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's good for her. Good for her. I always think of Mr. Rogers, the Muppets. You know, I'm five. Kermit the Frog's nephew. Yeah,
I don't recall.
I believe if my Muppet history is correct. Well, good. Did you go to Manitowoc then?
Yep. I think I mentioned before, one of my friends who helped me move, his truck broke down in town here.
Oh yeah.
So I went to Manitowoc to celebrate my niece's birthday and to bring him back so we could pick up his truck.
What a guy. What a guy Mr. Zommers is, spreading love and friendship across Wisconsin. That's what it should be. I had a pleasant weekend myself, still unpacking a little bit from the apartment move. But let me tell you, I hung out with one of my great friends, Joe Dale Berkland, from the metropolis in southwest Wisconsin of Blanchardville. A graduate of Pecatonica High School in southwest Wisconsin. Also, we share the fact that we both went to the University of Wisconsin-Platteville, where I called games on radio long before Joe was there, and that he played football, was the quarterback at University of Wisconsin-Platteville. And then he ended up being my trainer. That's how we met, through Orange Shoe Fitness here in Wisconsin. And through circumstances of life, when I had an extra spare bedroom, he actually was my roommate for a while. And then he went on to play professional football. And I'm not talking about like European football. I'm talking about American football. Played for a team called the First over in Germany. Won a league championship in American football in Europe over in Germany. And then he came back and he got a doctor degree, or a doctor of physical therapy degree at University of Wisconsin-Madison. And now he has Joe Dale Berkland out in beautiful Colorado. And he's getting married to the lovely and talented Rachel. And so he was back in town at his bachelor party. And Joe is about, I would say, 12, 13 years younger than me. Maybe a little bit more. And anyway, so he took pity on me, you understand, because all of his wonderful, athletic, successful young friends his age, they all threw him this bachelor party. And he said, by golly, I'm going to take pity on the senior citizen in my life, Todd, and invite him along. And it was fantastic. And so we went and had dinner at the Tornado Room And you know somebody has cool friends when they have like nicknames, like, you know, they don't call each other like Todd and Aaron and Bob, you know. It's like they all have cool nicknames, and of course I don't, but I enjoyed being around that atmosphere. It was fantastic. So we had drinks at the Tornado Room and dinner on Friday, and then we went to the Flamingos. Not the dancing flamingos, but the Madison Soccer Club. But I'm talking about now football, like, you know, soccer football now. Madison has a great professional club here in Madison called the Flamingos. And so what Joe's best man, Riley, had done is he had gotten us all tickets, like a special deck or whatever. And then he apparently paid or figured this out. Joe got to go out and attempt to score a goal on the actual goalie of the Madison Flamingos. You understand? And so we all were wearing like pink shirts. That's their color. And, you know, they call themselves the Flock. And so on the back of our shirts, I think it said, "We're here to flocking party." And so I captured all this. If anybody wants to see it, I have it on videotape on my, well, digital tape on my phone. And so here's Joe, a great quarterback at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville, had played professional American football and scored goals or touchdowns in a European league, but a champion there. He had never kicked. He reportedly tells me he had never attempted a goal in soccer before in his life. But, I mean, he's you know, like a – he's built. He's a true athlete, you understand. And so he's keeping it loose, and the guys, we all got a couple of beverages on the sideline, and we're cheering him on. He goes, gives him the soccer ball, says, "Where are you going to kick it?" And I can't, Joe said, like, you know, lower left. And the guy, the quarterback, says to Joe, or the quarterback, the goalie for the Flamingos says to Joe, "You're not going to make it." He says that to him, "You're not going to make it." And then kind of laughs. Joe puts down the ball. They give him the signal. And Joe Berkland from Little Blanchardville, Hollandale, Pecatonica, Southwest Wisconsin, boom! Scores a goal on a professional goalie.
That's insane.
It was. And there was some schmuck before, I should say that. There was some guy before Joe that attempted. He didn't even get close. I don't think the guy even had a move. And Joe scores a goal.
Now, was it the lower left?
I forget exactly. I think it was actually the upper left where he put it. I couldn't believe it. They laughed about it afterwards. But I said, my gosh, I should be Joe's agent. I mean, they should have signed him. Flamingos won, by the way, 1-0. So there you go. Congratulations to Joe Berkland and Rachel, the lovely and talented Rachel, on their engagement. But at least this weekend, congratulations to Riley for setting that up. And Joe scored a goal to the Flamingos. We'll come back in a minute after this on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show. It is Monday, July 10th, 2023, on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin and globally, worldwide, on the Civic Media app. You don't have the Civic Media app, you say? Well, goodness gracious. The only better day than to download the Civic Media app than today was yesterday. And you can't do that. So do it today. Go to your favorite app store on either your Android or your iPhone. Go to the app store. There's a search bar there. Just type in Civic. C-I-V-I-C. Civic. Yep. And an M, kind of a blue and red color. Beautiful. Tap on that. Takes less than a minute to download it. And best of all, it's free. That's F-R-E-E, gratis, de nada. Not going to pay anything. Gail King, she calls it a deal. It is free on the Civic Media app. You can take Mr. Zomers and I along with you every afternoon, 1 until 3, with whomever or you'd like to listen to it with. Maybe just alone. Some solitude time with Civic Media. We appreciate you listening in, whether it's over the air or on our many cross. So before the break, telling about going to my friend Dale. I keep saying Dale now. It's Joe Dale Berkland. Joe Berkland, his bachelor party. And it was a classy party. Mr. Zomer said over the break, that sounded like it's a good time. It was. Dinner, a couple of drinks, a little soccer game. Now, remind me, I only went for the highlights of the show. You understand? Because I'm of a certain age. I can't be out drinking with the boys all night. So I just went to the highlights of the evening, which I enjoyed immensely, and I let the young guys go eating. But I excuse myself to not make a fool, because the last thing you want to do, you understand, is be out with the young bucks, and then you just fall asleep in your beer. you don't want that.
That'd be rough.
Right? You don't want that. And then they have to wake you up and say, Todd, it's time to go home. And it wouldn't be because I was drunk. It was just because I'm tired. I've reached the age where, like, after a couple of beers, I'm not drunk. I'm just tired.
We had a similar thing with one of my friend's bachelor parties where we had all this stuff planned. We got to do everything. And then we just went back to one of our friend's places and played some, like, party games. Not, like, beer pong, but like board game type stuff.
Sure, that's classy.
And then we didn't end up too late because we're all just like, you know what, we're tired. We can hang out more tomorrow.
Now you're much younger than I am. That you're getting, but yeah, I get it. Their wedding, by the way, I've been honored enough to be invited to the wedding. I'm going to the wedding in September, I believe it is.
It'd be very interesting
out in Colorado.
If you were invited to the bachelor party but not the wedding, that'd be weird.
That'd be funny, wouldn't it? No, I'm going out there in Colorado, and it's going to be great. The wedding's going to be fantastic, and I believe on the menu, it's a lovely meal, and then instead of a cake, they're having gummies. No, so here's the deal. Great show today. Coming up in hour number two at 2:30, you're going to want to stick with us, you understand, because we have a...
Bark in the Park at historic Witterfield, home of the Rafters. Come for bingo, prizes, animal festive dress-up contests, groomer wars, and much more. Bring a donation and receive a free gift for you from Kohler Generators. Bark in the Park, July 12th. See you and your dog at the Rafters game, 6:35 start. Made possible by Current Technologies, Piggly Wiggly, Junkyard Bar and Grill, Simplicity Credit Union, Morrison Tree Service, LLC, and OMG Butchering, LLC.
Here's what's happening.
WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The Pittsville Area Community Theater is going big in their return to the stage this summer with the most famous murder mystery of all time, Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. The show boasts intrigue, deception, romance, and Broadway-caliber comedy to spice up the summer. Performances will be taking place at the Pittsville Auditorium, 5459 Elementary Avenue in Pittsville, on Friday and Saturday, July 14th and 15th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, July 16th at 2:30 p.m. Tickets can be purchased in advance online at eventbrite.com for $12 and same day at the door for $15.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This photo on the front of the on the top of the story of Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, who is a very good-looking gentleman, I might add, and he's at a Miami Heat game, playing the devil's advocate sign, I guess, the devil's sign. But you know, he's not a bad dude to look at, right? Well, apparently now, Mayor Francis Suarez of Miami has challenged another, you know, third, fourth-tier candidate, Vivek Ramaswamy, to a 5K duel after bragging about a recent sixth-place finish. The mayor of Miami finished like sixth in a 5K run in Iowa. And so now he's challenging Vivek Ramaswamy to a 5K duel. Didn't win the thing. He just finished sixth. I find this highly entertaining. What do you make of this? What do you make of all this maleness? And it is not just it's not just him, right? It's there, Mr. Zomer. One second.
Well, I'm speaking amongst the people. It appears
that's
that Taz...
That's all I needed. That's all I needed. I just had a couple of notes on my other desk there. I had
to gotcha.
Grab quick. Thank you. So what do you think about this? This maleness in GOP primary politics. Give us a call. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. We'll make it easy for you. 844-967 or 96-PARTY. I made it harder. 844-96-PARTY. All right.
Well,
really? Have you found another example?
No, I just mean generally. Oh, okay.
But see,
I'm not surprised to see it here. Is more what I mean.
Right. And yes, there's toxic masculinity, and then I think there's just stupid masculinity. And so here's a little bit of the story from Political Magazine. Francis Suarez is bragging about sixth in an Independence Day 5K. Vivek Ramaswamy, a former nationally junior-ranked tennis player, is flexing his weekly pickup victories over former collegiate athletes and a lifetime fitness outside of Des Moines. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the muscle-bound 69-year-old long-shot Democratic presidential hopeful, went viral for doing pull-ups shirtless at Gold's Gym. Even Asia Hutchinson, the 72-year-old former Arkansas governor, is boasting about still playing full-court basketball. So as you can see, it's not just Republicans. Even RFK Jr. getting in on this, wanting to show off how masculine they are, how buff they are.
This reminds me of Jordan B. Peterson.
After the first debate, which will be in Milwaukee, of course, the 2024 presidential contest has careened into a kind of testosterone primary, a frenetic fit boy summer side quest in which candidates are drawing fewer contrasts on policy and proving more keen on comparing feats of strength. Brawn and bravado are in demand, particularly among a GOP base considered conditioned by a steady dose of both the Trump era and Trump himself. It's the new thirst wedge issue. Republican candidates are now needing to play to a base that has really been defined by the Trump presidency and just the Trump persona, said one historian, Kristen Cobes-Demez, who has traced the ideological and theoretical roots of masculinity in conservatives and evangelical political circles in her book. And this is a great title for a book. It's called Jesus and John Wayne, How White Evangelicals Corrupted a Faith as a Republican. You need to play that game. This kind of masculinity, physical fitness, goes hand in hand with masculine toughness. What say you about this new obsession by Republicans in particular? But these candidates need to show how masculine they are. Give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Mark from the SAC. Mark, my friend, welcome back to the show. What say you?
Well, I couldn't help but think if most people saw Donald Trump in the buff, that they'd see a guy who would make the Pillsbury Doughboy look buff.
Right?
I mean, it's just pretty disgusting. I mean, going back to the days of the ancient, physical beauty was supposedly the sign of purity. I mean, I think there's the old image of, was it Phirene before her,
right,
before her accusers, and you know, her lawyer dropped her robes, and her judges were also impressed with her beauty that they dropped the charges. But then, of course, there's the political cartoon of I think the late 18th century by Nast, or one of the cartoonists of the day, exposing one of the politicians of the day and exposing him. I think he had tattoos all over his body with all his little supporters and corruptions that he was involved in.
Mm-hmm.
Just ridiculous. I mean, it's supposed to be the quality of their character, not their physical attributes. I don't know. It's just pretty. It's sad, and that you see all these pictures of Donald Trump that the right has promoted, with him looking like a combination of Rambo and Adonis, and
right.
And it certainly is not the case, and that it is sad. I mean, that these guys, it should be ridiculed as such.
Well,
we have to expose these guys for all the foolishness that they're engaged in right now, because it's supposed to be policies that they're running on, and the media really needs to just call them out on this.
And that's exactly why we brought it up today, Mark, is because, you know, I saw this. I'm like, what the heck? It's everywhere. And to your point, we got about 40 seconds left, but want to get your take. You know, President Joe Biden, he went to a public beach this weekend, took off his shirt and took in a little sun. I mean, he wasn't bragging about himself. He's not bad for 80 years old. He's not bragging about it. He's just out there on a beach. I thought that was fantastic. What do you think?
I think so too. I mean, he's not afraid to, you know, to show himself in the buff. I mean, it shows that he's unashamed of his 80 some year old body.
Right. Just a natural dude.
May we all be as such. Donald Trump talks so tough. Well, let him do the same thing, and people have trouble keeping their lunch strong.
Mark, you're absolutely right. Thanks a lot, Mark from the SAC. We got Andrew from Waukesha next. Stay tuned. He'll be on after the break. Don't go anywhere. We're talking about masculine toxicity or something like that. Back with more after this on the Todd Hubbell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 540.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Gas prices in Wisconsin continue to fall. The price at the pump is over 25 cents lower than a month ago and well over a dollar cheaper than this time last year. The average across the state is $3.34 per gallon, which is almost 5 cents cheaper than last week. You can't park on Marshfield City streets during the day for most of this week. Crews are performing asphalt rejuvenation maintenance from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday. You can drive through work areas, but please go slow to keep city workers safe. The Rafters scored their biggest win of the season yesterday. They beat the Pitt Spitters 16-5 at Witter Field on Sunday. They came back after losing to Traverse City on Saturday 5-2. The Rafters are now 2-4 for the second part of the season. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile!
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
High temperatures reach up to 90 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows level off around 59. Cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, highs level off around 80. Mainly sunny skies and calm. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 86.
Because, you know, I like to challenge it. And then we got Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the 69-year-old long-shot Democratic presidential hopeful, went viral for doing pull-ups shirtless at Gold's Gym. And even 72-year-old former Arkansas Governor Republican Asa Hutchinson is boasting about still playing full-court basketball.
You know who else this reminds me of? Whatever. It's right. Just all these rich people who are out of touch with the world and just like, oh, you know what? I still got it. I'm still a man.
That sounds pretty good. But I mean, it is. And Mark, in the sack called earlier, I mean, you got to call these guys out for what it is. It's just ridiculous. But the underlying truth of all this is that this is what Trump and Trumpism has wrought. The fact that, and to Mark's point, I mean, God forbid we never see Trump naked. But I mean, he is not an actual, you know, model of physical fitness at all. And the fact that, you know, that now becomes. Let's go to the phones. What you think right now, 844-967-2789. Invite you to weigh in on this. What do you think about this kind of masculinity litmus test, the Republican GOP presidential primary? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Go down to Southeast Wisconsin, down to the Shaw, Waukesha, and check in with Andrew. Andrew, what say you?
Yeah, well, appreciate you taking my call. And, you know, it is good. Kind of fun at these people because I don't think we should allow politicians to take themselves too seriously. Mm. It's funny, kind of like Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk, which duel in the ring, and right. You know. But let's kind of bring it back down for a second here, okay? If you ever looked at recruitment numbers for our such an unfit population, mm. When you look at the health outcomes for the amount of money we spend, so the idea of it and make pedestal and then say that that's terrible for the country. Yeah, okay, it's funny, but we need more healthy masculine men in this country, not less.
Well, I think that we just need more healthy people all in all. I don't think it has anything to do with masculinity. I think it has to do with everybody should just be more healthy. I mean, you know,
Healthy health all around,
right.
But making fun of people for being active is kind of played a saxophone. Everyone talked about Obama having sex appeal. Yeah, it's ridiculous. But at the end of the day, talking about health and fitness is a good thing.
Well, I mean, if they wanted to have like other presidents who had a physical fitness council and talk about young people and getting better programs in school to get kids healthier, that's fine. But this is just all about them. That's the point I'm trying to make, Andrew, is that they're saying the reason you should vote for me is because I'm somehow more testosterone filled than the other guy, which I think is ridiculous.
I think the message is more about authenticity. This is what I care about. This is what I do in my free time. I don't think anybody's trying to challenge, you know, the voters to an arm wrestling contest. They're trying to find a way to be authentic.
Well, they're literally challenging each other.
Yeah, each other, not the voters. That's fine.
Well, I appreciate your. I'm all for physical fitness, and Lord knows I could use some more myself. I'm all for people being physical fitness people, but I think that it's gotten to the point where Trump and Trumpism has made this somehow a litmus test, how much of a man you are, which of course is just ridiculous because I don't think it takes much of a man to walk through a Miss Universe pageant and say that he wants to go in the dressing rooms of 15 and 16-year-olds. I don't think that's manly at all.
Well, I feel like there's a bait and switch here. I mean, you keep talking about Trump. But, you know, I don't think Trump's going around talking about his physical fitness. So
the other candidates, yes. I mean, like Mr. Zomer said, he puts out these memes. He did it over the 4th of July weekend where he puts his face on some, you know, buff guy's body that looks like a...
Not his body. So, I mean,
That's pretty funny.
Could go either way.
Well, it's funny. Andrew, I do appreciate the call. I get your point. I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you listening down there on the Shaw. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your point of view. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. We appreciate you joining in. What do you think about this? These Republican candidates, and not just Republican, but, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr. also trying to flex his muscles. I just think it's goofy, right? Let's talk about a little bit of the story, more of this story from Politico here. This part of it, the poll, there's a poll out showing voters want a premium is being placed on testosterone by the modern GOP, one that has, at the moment, seems more obsessed with the idea of being ripped than with the ideas of the party that was born in Ripon, Wisconsin. Masculinity has become a major point of focus in the GOP. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, who ultimately decided against his own presidential campaign, tackled the topic earlier this year in his 248-page meditation on matter entitled Manhood, the Masculine Virtues America Needs. I'm not making this up. Josh Hawley, a sitting United States senator, wrote a 248-page paper entitled Man, or somebody wrote it for him, Manhood, the Masculine Virtues America Needs. According to Politico, last month, not long after straddling a Harley Davidson in a leather vest at Iowa's Senator Joni Ernst's roast and ride, and then announcing his own presidential campaign, Mike Pence made a stop at Gridiron Man's Conference in Alabama, an evangelical gathering with the mission of, quote, building up godly men to be clear, bold, strong. Former President Donald Trump attacks his chief rival. I had not seen this yet. And this gets to our last caller's point in Waukesha, saying that Trump isn't doing this. Give me a break. Here we are. I don't like a lot of the Trump nicknames and stuff. But this one I read, and I literally laughed out loud. Here it is from Politico. Former President Donald Trump has been attacking his chief rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, as quote-unquote Tiny D. calling him Tiny D DeSantis. Now, if you know, of course, DeSantis, he's saying, you know, a small D is in Ron DeSantis. Small D. Either got a small D or a large D. But Trump is calling Ron DeSantis Tiny D, a swipe at the Florida governor's figurative and literal manhood. Have a quote from Mike Madrid, Republican strategist and co-founder of the anti-Trump Lincoln Project. He says, quote, the Republican Party is becoming more the party of the strong man. And that's what the candidates are trying to convey. It's Tucker Carlson talking about yanking your testicles. It's about constant show of bravado, even among women like Marjorie Taylor Greene firing automatic weapons. This is about power dynamics, and that's what they're trying to convey is, quote unquote, we're strong. We're strong.
Right. That's the thing where I agree with Andrew from Waukesha, his point that if what they're doing is promoting physical fitness, awesome. I'm all for that.
Yeah, but that's fine.
It appears to each other, just some. Mm-hmm. It appears as though it is more of a like locker room talk, to use words that they've used to talk about Trump before, where it's just like, hey, I think we should do this instead. Oh, yeah, fight me.
Right.
As opposed to a like promoting physical fitness.
Right. And I'll tell you part of why they're doing, I mean, part of it is pure politics, because Trump has set the standard that, you know, well, men do certain things. I mean, it started way back in 2015, right? 2016? It started with the whole Hollywood Access tape. Or not started, at least, but it was perpetuated by it. I mean, any other candidate in my lifetime, that would have ended the entire campaign right there. You're caught on video audio tape telling people, admitting to people, that you grab women by the genitals and, quote unquote, they just, when you're famous, unquote, grab them by the kitty to clean it up for radio. That is not a candidate. By that time, he was the presidential nominee of the Republican Party of America. And instead of ending this campaign, it propelled it.
I still can't get over that. Like, if we had somebody, any other place I've worked, if somebody applies to go to a job and someone finds that tape of them saying that,
They're done.
They're not going to get the job.
No, they're done. So it absolutely started with Trump and this whole thing of male masculinity and dominance over women. And the fact is, it all goes back to the Republican Party of Wisconsin and America no longer has a platform that can connect with 50% plus one of the population. So they have to tap into these other things, these divisive things, these hate things. Well, if you don't act a certain way, if you don't wear certain clothes, if you can't perform certain physical tasks, you're not a real man. Boy, but by golly, vote for me. I'm a real man. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's keep it right here in Dane County in WMDX Radio down to Stoughton. CJ, thanks for calling in. What say you, sir?
Well, thanks for taking my call, but what started, you know, it's funny how you don't remember a Democrat president who had an affair with an intern in the Oval Office, lied about it under oath, and then you just happen to just, the Republicans are the only ones.
But that had nothing to do. I called out Bill Clinton. It was a terrible thing, and I denounced that. For years before you even know me.
I've been listening to that.
Well, because what it has because what Bill Clinton did has nothing to do with this. It's not.
Oh, of course not.
Of course not. Because he didn't go out and say, "Oh yeah, I banged my." You know what, CJ? He didn't go out and say, "I banged my intern." That means you should vote for me. I mean, it's a completely different thing,
no,
CJ, and you know it.
I like how you just so happen to conveniently forget that, but you never mentioned it. Speak of it.
I just said it.
No, now you did.
Sure.
Now you did.
But it has nothing to do with
it.
It has nothing to do with the people running for office now having these kind of pro-masculine agendas. It's completely different.
Well, yeah, because your party's pushing. Owns women that compete against women. Your party's the driving force behind this divide in our country. It's race and gender. That's the only argument you folks believe in.
We have to go to a break, CJ, but I appreciate you calling. For those of you still having lunch, if you haven't had your dose of hate, now you have. Back with more after this.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
The 2023-24 Local and Lovin' It coupon book is out now in the community. Once again, you can pick up your books at many participating businesses and all six nonprofits. For just $20, you can enjoy recipes, jokes, contests, and even save tons in the area. This year's book has colorful fireworks on the cover, and it's their 10th anniversary. You'll continue to find great deals on food, drinks, golf, and groceries, and save money in most boutiques. In need of a service?
Enjoy savings on tires, paint, windows, travel, and mobility equipment. You can even receive $10 a month at Ho-Chunk Casino in Nakusa. Play the contest and win gift certificates in the area. Find them on Facebook at Local and Lovin' It Mini Magazine. Get your books at most participating businesses or these local nonprofits: Wisconsin Rapid City Band, Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, Southwood County Humane Society, Wisconsin Rapids Lions Club, Pub Pilots, and VFW Post 2534.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome back to the Todd Lauball Show across the Civic Media Radio Network statewide in Wisconsin and around the world on the Civic Media app. Glad to have you along on Monday, July 10th, 2023, along with our producer engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, talking about this story in Politico over the weekend, detailing these Republican presidential candidates trying to out-masculine one another, challenging each other to races, feats of strength. And how this kind of permeates. And I'm glad CJ from Stoughton, our perennial conservative mega caller, called in. I'm glad he called in, because it allows me to prove my point. That at the end of the day, a lot of it, comes back to tying this in with the narrative that he tried to start spewing forth before we literally ran out of time. They want to bring all this back to the LGBTQ issue. And somehow, if you're gay or trans, you're not person enough to be of worth in this country anymore.
Or you're a groomer.
Right. That's what it's about. That's a lot of what it's about. And they're trying to divide us. Right? And what people like the last caller, CJ, and others, the Republicans, don't want is there are all kinds, numerous people in the United States military who are gay or trans, who are serving with dignity and honor, who are protecting this country every day. And people want to poke fun at them and want to attack them, have never put on the uniform, and have never served this country. And that's a tragedy. This goes back to another issue on Republicans as a whole. Joe Scarborough made a great point on Morning Joe this morning. We're going to get to that in a minute. But first of all, let's take your calls. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Richland Center, back to the old stomping ground, southwest Wisconsin, listening on WRCE. Beverly, go ahead.
Well, Todd, I'm just wondering if these guys spent half as much time exercising their brain, they might realize how stupid this is.
Right?
You know, if they just get a few neurons firing.
Are you there, Bev?
Yeah.
Sorry.
They're functioning on testosterone rather than neurons. And it's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, it really is. And I couldn't agree with you more. And again, I think it's meant to be a distraction, right? Because they don't want to talk about the policy that they know doesn't connect. And so they're trying to distract people with this stuff. That's my take. What's yours?
I don't know if you can even give them credit for trying to distract. I think they're so tied up with having to establish their dominance as males that nothing else is getting through.
Yeah. I mean, it does become toxic, what they say, right?
Absolutely.
Bev, appreciate you listening. As always, thanks for calling in. Really appreciate it up there. Have a wonderful day.
You bet. Thanks, Todd.
Yeah, my pleasure. Let's go to a couple of texts here from Monroe, Wisconsin. Beautiful Monroe, Wisconsin, down in southern Wisconsin there, Greene County. Somebody says, this is good, right, Mr. Zomers? Oh, quote, Obama has such a great body, and that's why Trump hates him so much. I mean, it just comes natural to Obama, right? He's a fit guy. He takes care of himself. You know, he doesn't have to go out and say things. He's just himself. He's just cool. And while we're on it, let's be fair. George W. Bush, pretty fit guy himself. Rode dirt bike all the time out there chopping brush out in the ranch in Texas. Didn't have to brag about it. Just was. So I think that's great.
Or like with Joe Biden, he's just going to the beach.
Right, right. Here's somebody on WMDX here in Madison, Wisconsin. Why did he put that? Well, we'll leave it out. Horses patoot from Stoughton on the air. Once a month will be good for him. Well, look, I put CJ on because I try to take, as Matt Flynn likes to say, we take all callers. At least I think it's good to remind each other that there are what people out there are saying. Like, I don't want everybody to agree with me. That's not beneficial. So it's good to remind ourselves, look, here's what there is a segment of our population that truly believes. And if we don't hear it directly sometimes, we forget that. And I want to give people a legit shot to say what they think.
And it also, it does bring up that it's worth, like in this specific example, yeah, it's worth bringing up what our past president did.
Right.
And how that was wrong and how it differs from what's happening now.
Yeah, absolutely. I put people on, not, you know, give people 100 times to say it in a day. Respectful. I'll give people the opportunity to say, have their say. And it's fine. We should all agree. Should always take a look at what other people think. Here's this story I was talking about on Morning Joe. This from Raw Story. And just as I say that, of course, there we go. Bring it up. This on Raw Story this afternoon. Michigan brawl exposes underreported divisions within the Republican Party, according to Morning Joe. Of course, MSNBC's Joe Scarborough, former Republican congressman from when my former boss, Scott Klug, was in Congress, and now he has this show on MSNBC called Morning Joe. Joe Scarborough said a violent altercation at a Republican meeting in Michigan underscored the deep divisions within the GOP. Republican activist James Chapman allegedly attacked Clare County GOP chair Mark DeYoung, leaving him with a broken rib, and the morning incident was an example of the post-Donald Trump schism within the party. Quote, I think this is the most underreported story because everybody is so obsessed with how Donald Trump is polling at 45% or he's polling at 48%. Scarborough said, what they don't report is that 25% of Republicans say they will never, ever vote for Donald Trump under any circumstances. That is a party divided. And as the first president, Republican president said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. Michigan, yet another example, the state party is at war with one another. Joe Scarborough said. He went on to say, the cult of personality, it leads to one political loss after another political loss after another political loss. If this guy were winning, he'd still be terrible. They were following a neo-fascist, but he's not winning. He continues to take them over the cliff. This latest fight sounds like a Southern Baptist deacons meeting, broken ribs and kicks in the groin. Maybe I exaggerate a little bit, but I know Southern Baptist preachers, what deacons' meetings look like. This is a party in disarray. So says Joe Scarborough. As Mr. Zomers pointed out over the break, these Republicans in Michigan literally taking their glasses off and kicking each other in the groin. It's like a bad comedy movie. And as Joe Scarborough points out, because there's this division in the Republican Party. And part of it is this masculinity test, now by Republicans, perpetuated by Trump. But there's 25% out there and across Wisconsin saying, we're not voting for that crap. And I applaud you. Get you. Coming on the other side. We'll come back on the other side. Great guest from
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.